as you know, that every country has its own vision, and it is also earmarked by the World Vision, also by the UN Vision or African Union Vision, that by 2020 or by 2023 or 2063 will be supporting our economy through digital innovation. So we have taken a step further to say that in Lesotho, we see that we need to encourage our young scientists, our young innovators, by giving them an opportunity to display their prototypes. Only for Lesotho, this is our first step. We're not inviting other huge innovators coming from other countries, but we would like to see what we can get out of our country. We have a National University Innovation Hub, which is also going to be taking place. In the ministry, we have our appropriate technology services, which is also going to be taking place in the innovation display or exhibition. That will be next year around April. But before that, we're going to have district innovation days that will be in every district to encourage young people to come up with their smart ideas.
How has been the response of the Lesotho citizens that you are giving this opportunity to so far?
When the cabinet gave me an approval, it was an excitement moment for our department, because those who approached us in two fronts, young scientists, even young old scientists, they applauded that move, the right move we are taking for Lesotho. And people will come and say, look, I saw something in Lesotho that a young man does. And then you'll be given an opportunity to come to America, maybe come and work for a big company and say, improve on that.
We understand your government has also launched a nationwide cleaning campaign. Tell me why.
You need to consider some other issues, my brother, that if you know that your own house is not clean, there's no way you can talk about point fingers at other people's yards to say your yard, your backyard it's not clean. We're having a serious challenge about this. The waste is a challenge to the whole world. We know that there are smart ways of dealing with waste to recycle it, make it into energy. We know that there are so many smart ways of dealing with waste by making it bricks, whatever, cardboard bricks to burn to warm our people with. So it is a challenge that it is affecting our environment as a small country. And remember that how the country of Lesotho is built. It's got mountains. Everything flushes, goes and down the river, and it is affecting our underground water. So there are so many factors that we needed to take action as a government of Lesotho to bring back the culture of Moshoeshoe, of our kings, our forefathers.
With what you have just said, there was an enforcement mechanism that encouraged the people to be neat, to clean their environment, and to ensure that the environment is neat. Are you having that same mechanism to encourage people in this national or nationwide cleaning up campaign?
We are looking at the government for to find a way how we can be able to make it a legal a law that will force every Lesotho not just to throw a litter all over. Even it's not only Basotho. There are so many cultures that we're having in our country. Maybe in their own culture they don't behave like we behave. So we want to make a law so that it binds everybody that comes to Lesotho, that you cannot just stand and throw things around. We want to deal away with the plastic and come up with something that will afford our wives and myself when you go to the mall to carry back groceries or our clothes.